Hungary to UN, if you can't help us fight pandemic, get out of the way. By Jack Montgomery on March 31, 2020. The Hungarian government has hit back at the United Nations and other globalist organizations over criticism of its anti-coronavirus policies. The Hungarian government's primary concern during the coronavirus pandemic is the protection of human lives, insisted Dr. Zoltán Kovács, Hungary's Secretary of State for International Communication and Relations, in an official blog post. Those voicing unfounded claims about our management of this crisis threatening democracy and the rule of law in Hungary are fighting an imaginary enemy, he said. In common with many countries, the Hungarian government has introduced measures which would be considered draconian in peacetime to combat the pandemic, declaring a state of emergency, suspending parliament, like Canada, and banning the publication of false information capable of hindering or thwarting the effectiveness of the containment effort. While globalist-led countries such as France, which requires citizens to fill in a government form every time they leave the house, have largely escaped criticism, given the extraordinary circumstances of the pandemic, Hungary's pro-border, anti-multiculturalism government has been accused of sliding into dictatorship. It is said that the measures against publishing false information, in particular, could negatively affect the legitimate work of journalists and have a potentially chilling effect on freedom of expression in Hungary, according to the United Nations Human Rights Commission. Taking into consideration the recently identified fake news and its impact, breaking news, coronavirus vaccine discovered, government to put Budapest under lockdown, etc., fake news and deliberate distortions could potentially threaten human lives, and the state should have recourse to sanction them, Kovács shot back. The minister pointed out the restrictions applied to false statements of fact and not critical opinions, and that the decision on whether a statement was true or false would be down to the courts, not the government. It is the case that false claims about bootleg alcohol serving as a coronavirus cure have led to hundreds of deaths in Iran, for example. Kovács concluded his rebuttal with a combative message for both the United Nations and the Council of Europe. Namely, if you are unable to help us in the current crisis, please at least refrain from obstructing our defense efforts. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.